This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has affirmed that the Quad grouping is poised to remain a long-term partnership, ready to collaborate with Indo-Pacific nations for mutual growth and stability. This was stated by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri during a media briefing today, while sharing key takeaways from Prime Minister Modi's ongoing three-day visit to the United States. Mr. Modi took part in the Quad Leaders Summit and held a series of bilateral meetings with the leaders of the Quad member countries in Delaware last night. Quad brings together four countries, India, Australia, Japan, and the US. The Foreign Secretary also announced that India will host the Quad Summit in 2025. Earlier speaking at the summit, Prime Minister Modi asserted that Quad grouping is committed to a free, open, inclusive and a prosperous Indo-Pacific. The Prime Minister said together Quad countries have taken many positive and inclusive initiatives in several areas. The United States returned a total of 297 antiquities stolen and smuggled out of India during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ongoing visit to the country. Total antiquities recovered from the US since 2016 now stands at 578, highest by any country. India signed the first of its kind agreements focused on a clean economy, fair economy, and the overarching Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, IPEF. These agreements were exchanged under the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity yesterday in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Delaware in US. The Agreement on Clean Economy intends to promote technical cooperation, workforce development, capacity building and research collaborations. The government has facilitated a refund of more than 1 crore rupees to students who enroll for the UPSC Civil Services, IIT and other entrance examinations at various coaching institutes across the country. Secretary of Department of Consumer Affairs Nidhi Khare said that the government is dedicated to safeguarding the rights of consumers, especially students. She added that this action reaffirms the government's commitment to ensure that coaching institutions adhere to fair practices and honour the rights of consumers. Indian Parliament will host the two-day 10th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Regional Conference in New Delhi starting tomorrow. The conference will be chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, who is also the chairperson of the CPA India region. In Bihar, flood situation remains grim in 12 districts due to rise of water level of Ganga and other rivers. Patna, Begusarai, Saran, Munger are worst affected due to unprecedented rise of water level of Ganga and its tributaries. Over 10 lakh population is affected in these areas. The Eastern Railway has stopped rail operations on Jamalpur-Bhagalpur rail section under Malda division as the girders and the rail bridge are inundated in flood water. Several low-lying areas in Patna, Begusarai and Vaishali are submerged due to flood. The presidential election in Sri Lanka has gone into second round of counting as no candidate secured the required 50% vote in the first round. Election Commission has said that all candidates except the top two are eliminated and the second and third preference votes from other candidates will be redistributed among the two. The candidates with the highest votes will be declared victorious. Voting for the presidential election was held yesterday in what is being termed by the Election Commission as the most peaceful election in the island's history. In cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 280 runs in the opening test in Chennai today, taking a 1-0 lead in the two-match series. Chasing a mammoth target of 515 runs, Bangladesh were bundled out for 234 runs in the second innings on day 4. For host Ravichandran Ashwin claimed a 6-wicket haul, powering India to a comprehensive victory. On day 3 yesterday, India had set a mammoth victory target of 515 runs against the visitors after declaring the second innings on 287 for 4 on day 3 with the help of Shubman Gill and Rishabh Pant centuries, putting the hosts firmly in control of the opening test between the neighbouring countries. World Rhino Day has been observed today. The day is a global reminder of the importance of rhino conservation. Climate change and disturbances in the natural ecosystem have led to a decrease in the number of rhinos. The day highlights the need to make collective efforts to ensure the survival of these majestic creatures for future generations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.